Thank you. I think in some senses you have to read further when you see then what the examples are to understand what is meant by tax treatment of donor countries. I mean, because I had read through the entire document and had seen this before, I knew it was referring to the employees of. I mean, typically if we think of tax treatment of other countries, typically one doesn't tax another sovereign state, but I think it's a relatively small point. I just wondered if it was helpful that far up in the document to kind of clarify we're generally talking about the salaries of the employees, but I think it comes out later, so I don't think it's a critical point.